Your mind is not a chaotic landscape you're doomed to navigate blindly. In Cleaning Up Your Mental Mess, neuroscientist Dr. Caroline Leaf reveals that our thoughts are physical structures occupying real estate in our brains, and we can redesign this mental architecture. Despite skyrocketing rates of anxiety and depression worldwide and a 352% increase in antidepressant use, mental health continues deteriorating. Why? We've fundamentally misunderstood human suffering, treating normal responses to adversity as diseases requiring medication. What if anxiety and depression aren't illnesses, but warning signals, like pain alerting us to a deeper issue? This groundbreaking approach flips traditional mental health care on its head, offering a scientifically validated 5-step process that has shown up to 81% reduction in anxiety and depression symptoms in clinical trials. Your mental mess isn't permanent. It's simply waiting for the right tools to clean it up. For decades, we've been told mental health problems stem from chemical imbalances in the brain, but this view is incomplete. Your mind isn't your brain, it directs your brain, a distinction that transforms our approach to mental well-being. Trauma, racism, and hardship become embedded toxic energy in our brain and body. Suppressing these feelings with medication without processing the underlying experiences is like painting over rotting wood. Depression and anxiety aren't diseases like cancer, but signals connected to our life stories, indicating disequilibrium that needs addressing, not suppressing. This explains why, despite billions spent on medications, mental health continues deteriorating globally. The mind drives neuroplasticity, your brain's ability to reorganize by forming new neural connections. The empowering truth: as you think, your brain physically changes at cellular, molecular, and genetic levels, and you can direct this process. The neurocycle harnesses neuroplasticity, your brain's ability to reorganize itself. More comprehensive than mindfulness alone, it follows 5 steps. First, gather awareness of your thoughts without judgment. That knot in your stomach when considering a difficult conversation is valuable data. Second, reflect by questioning what you've gathered. Why am I anxious about this meeting? What patterns emerge? Third, write down your observations to organize thoughts and release emotional pain. This physical act activates different neural pathways and consolidates memory. Fourth, recheck your writing for deeper patterns or blind spots. What appears as presentation anxiety might actually be childhood fear of rejection. Fifth, active reach by applying your insights tangibly, perhaps practicing self-compassion or having that difficult conversation you've avoided. This process activates the alpha bridge between your conscious and non-conscious mind. Clinical trials showed participants using this method experienced up to 81% reduction in anxiety and depression symptoms, with measurable improvements in brain activity, stress markers, and cellular health. Forget the 21-day myth. Complete habit formation takes 63 days, following specific neurobiological benchmarks. Day 1 brings apprehensive excitement with heightened neural firing, similar to starting a new job. By day 4, increased awareness creates autonomy but also stress as the honeymoon phase ends. Around day 7, insight emerges as dendrites develop small bumps, showing memory reconceptualization. Day 14 brings confidence as dendrites form lollipop shapes with regulated brainwave patterns, making new behaviors feel more natural. By day 21, resolve strengthens as dendrites develop mushroom shapes that sustain long-term memories. The pattern is established, but not yet automatic. At day 63, complete automatization occurs as the thought becomes a non-conscious habit wired into your brain's default operating system, like experienced drivers not thinking about every movement. Interrupting this cycle prevents complete habit formation, explaining why many New Year's resolutions fail by February. They haven't completed the full 63 days needed for neural consolidation. Most of us allow our brains to change randomly rather than intentionally. Several practices can help you master this process. Self-regulation involves conscious control of thoughts and feelings. our minds naturally self-regulate every 10 seconds. With training, we can tune into these regulatory bursts about 6 times per minute. The 30-90-second rule recognizes that when triggered, your brain processes information dynamically for 30-90 seconds. Wait through this regret zone biochemical surge for better responses. The quantum Zeno effect shows that deliberate repetition induces brain changes. Whatever receives attention grows, so direct this process intentionally. Maintain a 3-to-1 ratio of positive to negative thoughts for balanced brain energy. Visualization techniques include mentally placing toxic people in boxes, visualizing toxic thoughts inside sealed windows, treating experiences like editable movies, or creating mental boundaries against negativity. These create neural pathways that help manage emotional responses. When handling emotional situations, focus on the big picture before details to reduce overwhelm. Even briefly closing your eyes activates multiple perspective advantage mode, creating space to respond rather than react. Trauma includes both major events and disconnection from one's true self. The neurocycle doesn't eliminate suffering, but helps us view painful memories differently. Everyone experiences trauma, whether big T trauma like war or rape, or little T trauma like persistent bullying or divorce. Trauma challenges our fundamental assumptions about safety and justice. To address trauma effectively, conduct a focused 7-30-minute daily mental autopsy using the 5 steps for 21 days. Then practice the new thought for 5 to 7 minutes daily for another 42 days. Focus on one thought for the entire 63-day cycle for deep processing. Helpful techniques include adopting a possibilities mindset with multiple perspectives, practicing temporal distancing by imagining your future self looking back, putting situations in historical context, and finding narratives that provide frameworks for understanding. Remember that trauma should never be judged or minimized. Each person's experience is unique. While suppression may temporarily protect us, healing ultimately requires processing within a safe environment. Mind management requires daily practice. Start with 30 seconds to 2 minutes of intentional mind preparation instead of checking social media. Dedicate 15 to 60 minutes to brain building using the 5 steps, and incorporate trauma and habit detoxes, 7 to 15 minutes, into your morning routine. Take mental breaks throughout the day, a few seconds to minutes every hour when tired, or 10 minutes around midday. Perform quick 1 to 3 minute active reaches 7 times daily to strengthen neural pathways. Eat real food mindfully, incorporate movement, and view sleep as a process beginning at wake up. We aren't prisoners to our thoughts. Through deliberate mind management, we become architects of our mental landscape. This approach effectively manages chronic pain, overcomes trauma, and reduces workplace stress. As mental health challenges increase across generations, this method offers hope that we can thrive by controlling our mental mess. The mind programs, while the brain functions as hardware. Recognizing this distinction opens healing possibilities. Your thoughts create your reality through neurobiological processes that shape your brain's architecture. By directing these processes, you reclaim authorship of your story. The power to transform your mental landscape has always been within you.